Hello, it's Mike.
Hi, Mike. Mike, this is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke a couple of months ago regarding branding your business directly on Google so calls would go straight to you. Not the best timing, but things are obviously starting to warm up. It's a good time to get your business out there. Is this maybe better timing for us to get that going for you, get it out there where people can find you on their own and call you directly?
What did you say my pricing was at with you all?
Yeah, so I was able to reduce the cost quite significantly, almost 50% off the $599. You'd be looking at exactly $349.00. It bills once a month for that exact amount. It's all inclusive. Facebook paid ads are included. Of course, Google, Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. You're not paying per click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that.
Hey, Paul, so I know what y'all are offering is good. I don't really know the ins and outs, but what are
right.
you offering better than, because these people at Ranking Geeks, you heard of them?
Yeah, they're a Google reseller. Now, a reseller can kind of sell and resell the same service to businesses and their competition. And really what they do, they focus on getting you Google verified, which is an increasingly difficult prospect for especially business owners to do on their own. So it's an important thing to have. But, I mean, that in itself is really only good when someone knows the name of your company. If they're looking for you specifically, then they can find you on Google. What this does is for everybody else, for people who might not know the name of your company. And I know you've been doing this for a long time, but for people who don't know your company, don't get recommended to you by someone who's used you in the past, when they just go on Google or Bing on their smartphone, computer, or any device that accesses the Internet, they're typing in paving company near me, or maybe they type in other keywords related to your services. You want your business and your website to be on that first page no matter what, anywhere in your service area. I know you'll go maybe a good 50, 60 miles for the right job. This also has a social media component. There's paid Facebook ads that target and retarget someone in your service area who might already be looking for your services. So it's a great way to get your business out there. Now, I don't know what you're paying for.
What are you offering me, I guess, better than Ranking Geeks? Because you're still $100 higher than them, just so you know. So and I haven't went with nobody. He just come out
okay,
of the gate.
I got you. Yeah, so that's a Google reseller. Now, I don't know if they're doing $100 of Facebook ads. I mean, obviously, I don't want to start taking stuff away to make it affordable. If I could include the Facebook ads, $249 is our friends and family rate. And that's, I could do that for you. I mean, I'm not going to tell my supervisor that, you know, I've known you since high school or you're my cousin, but I remember speaking with you back in, we spoke January. We spoke again in March. The $249 would be our friends and family rate. I know for a fact my supervisor's been making that exception for some of the other pricing directors out there. It would include everything.
Paul, how about we just pull the trigger on it today and go ahead and do it?
Well, we can do that. You know, I'm happy to get that started for you and happy to catch you in a moment when you've got the time to take the phone call. Now, I only need about 10, 15 minutes of your time, but I do need to schedule a follow-up call. We call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds, Mike. We're going to have one of our technicians speak with you in detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, etc. You don't have to be in front of a computer, though, for that particular call. The business name is Max Paving. The phone number that we're speaking on, is this the one you want your customers to call?
Nope. I want them to call 816-220, I think it's 7777.
Okay. But this number is...
I honestly don't want to be fielding these calls. We have a office gal that can.
We have a
sales
okay.
one now too, which I didn't have even
oh,
a month
better.
Ago.
Oh, that's good for you. That's definitely good for you. Frees up your time to do the things you want to do and need to do, not necessarily have to do against your will. So 877-220-7777. That's going to be the business number. Now I've got a PO box for you.
Before you say that, hold on. I got a guy that works with me. He's calling our gal in the office. I don't ever call
just,
that number.
I think that's it.
But let me verify it real quick.
I got you. No problem.
Give me 1 second. Her number, Charlie, is. Give me a second, Paul.
Oh, take your time. No problem.
Our number is 816-616-2086. Hey, Christina,
yes.
Is our office number 220-7777?
It is, yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Paul, that's the correct number.
That is correct.
220-7777.
Perfect. And then the business, though, it's service-based, right? No one comes to you?
What do you mean nobody comes to me?
Well, you go out to the customer to do the job, right? There's not like a showroom, or is there like an office that people would visit you?
Oh yeah, I don't
okay.
do any of that.
Yeah, the only address that I have is a P.O. box, P.O. box 602.
Yeah, that's the, and we'll keep the P.O. box.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, Google expects it to be that way. I mean, you are providing a service. Obviously, you go out to the customer, residential or commercial. No one comes to you. You're not expected to maintain a storefront. Now, Google doesn't want anyone to drive out to your home or anything like that. You're not going to see any physical street address listed for your business.
I can give you our shop physical address if you need it. But
yeah, what is that? I mean, it's really just for our records. But like I said, if people don't come to you, we're not going to be promoting that address.
Yeah. Give me just 1 second, because maybe I'll have to look it up here. Give me one
okay.
second.
Sure, take your time.
Let's see, what is Bubs? It is 29807 Southwest Eagles Parkway. I believe that's Green Valley. We're just right on the line, but it should be Green Valley, Missouri.
I do see it as Green Valley, and that's 64029.
Okay.
Okay, gotcha. Mike, we never got your last name.
Gann, G-A-N-N.
G-A-N-N. Okay. And I do have mike@maxpavingkc.com. That's still a good email address for you?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. So I'll be scheduling that follow-up call with your technician. If you've got time today, we can still do it today. Like I said, it takes about 30 minutes. We schedule by the hour, and again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Now, this is exactly $249. There's no setup fee. This $249 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it's not going to go up on you, and it's all-inclusive. Before I do pull up that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call, how did you, Mr. Gann, want to take care of that $249, MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
That's going to be a Visa.
Is
the follow-up call, I'll need to do that tomorrow. Give me a second here. Can we do something around 11 o'clock?
Yeah, in fact, 11 o'clock. It would be scheduled from 11 until 12. It is a one-hour window. The call takes about 30 minutes. Should get to you within minutes of 11 o'clock or maybe right at 11 o'clock. Get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. At 10 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system just reminding you that the call itself is scheduled at 11 o'clock. I'll also send you a calendar invite. You don't have to respond to it, but that is also for your records. It's going to say local splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. Now, on this particular card, is it Mike, Michael, any middle initial or the business name?
M-I-C-H-A-E-L-G-A-N-N.
Mm-hmm.
And you ready for the number?
Yes, sir, I am.
It is 4246. 3152-9484-8914.
And the expiration?
0227. And 3-digit PIN is 808.
Okay. So I've got 808 on the back. I've got 02 or February of 2027 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 4246-3152-9484-8914?
That's correct.
Does that bill at the shop address, the 29807 Southwest Eagles Parkway, or no?
No, it goes to our PO.
Okay, goes to the P.O. box. Okay.
64013 is the area code affiliated with the card.
With Blue Springs, gotcha. Okay. Now I do have to read a voice verification because we're Google partners. It's required of us. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that we are doing the friends and family rate. That it is a fixed rate, that it's month to month, that rate of course will never go up. Now the voice verification is recorded, Mike, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Gann, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Max Paving, M-A-X-P-A-V-I-N-G.
And that is how I have it. And, Mike, please state your name and your official title within the business.
What was that again? I'm sorry.
Oh, your name and your title.
Yeah, Michael Gann, Superintendent.
Okay. As the superintendent of Max Paving, Mike, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, I am.
Of course. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it's month to month. For the billing information that you just provided, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
That's correct.
Of course. Now, Mr. Gann, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Simply put, it's our job to make sure the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mike, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. There's a couple of reasons that we ask this. I mean, first of all, with all the content that we'll be creating for Max Paving, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services we're already providing. And then equally or even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Gann, that's fair enough, right?
Yep, that's fair enough, and I'm not hiring anything. You would know it if I was doing this and something else, because I'd be done with you all at that point.
That's good. Yeah, that's kind of the response that I'm asking or hoping for anyway. I mean, it's not an exclusivity clause, but we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, website. Of course, we'll make sure no street address appears since customers don't come out to you. We just want to make sure your information is always accurate. Now, with the friends and family rate applied here, of course, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether here, will be charged today's date, the 15th of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Our officially friends and family rate of $249 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is all inclusive. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook paid ads are included as well. It is a month-to-month service with recurring billing on the 15th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of exactly $249. And again, that rate will never go up on you. It is month-to-month, no contract, offered completely at will. Of course, that means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if you want to, you can pause it seasonally. All that we would request, Mike, to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Gann, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mike, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then in the next minute or so here, you're going to receive an automated email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there and the support email. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
As long as you're sent it through the email.
Okay.
And will I be getting – will there be – can I get a receipt emailed to
sure.
Natalie? It's going to go to our office lady.
Okay, yeah, it's going to be getting sent out to the email that we have on file. I'll email you that. Again, it's not an invoice for a future payment. It's just the receipt. You'll also have access to all of your past billing history. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. You'll have access through your client dashboard, which is not just your tracking and reporting, where you can see everything that we're doing and all the work that you're getting from using the service. But, of course, you can do a lot of other things there with your tracking system once that's active. I'm sending you, let me just refresh. And then I'm going to send you right now just an email showing that paid invoice. So that's going to be sent out to you as well. Now, you'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, although I did just email it out to you directly. The one that our system is going to generate will have a link to our written terms and conditions, everything that we just went over in the local Splash Voice verification. You're going to get one that says receipt. That's specifically for the purposes of keeping track of that. But the other one is the one that has the link to the pricing page, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. In a second or so, our system will catch up and also send you your welcome email with our client support information. I'm sending you also in a minute here that calendar invite. Oh, one other thing I did want to do here before I get you off the phone, just another layer of protection, a little bit of extra security. In fact, it's a security question. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Max Paving, even if it's you, Mike, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And especially important, a week from now, a month from now, or any point down the road, if you start getting phone calls from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash, I mean, they would need to know our information here. First of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that to you basically immediately, then do not entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that's kind of the tip-off to the rip-off. It for sure would not be us at all. The voice verification was already recorded and already attached to your account. It clearly states it only bills on the 15th and only for that friends and family rate of $249. It would never be a penny more. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's just do the my pet's name.
First
and it's
pet?
Going to be, yeah, I would like it to be Pip, P-I-P, Henry, H-E-N-R-Y.
Pip Henry. Okay, I have to type it in twice, but you are all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now, the one that says welcome, not the welcome email, the Local Splash Initial Invoice email?
Yeah, Michael, thank you for choosing Local Splash, and then I got another Local Splash. Michael, we sent you a copy of your paid invoice to the email.
Yeah, the other one, the first one, the one that I sent out to you is the one that you requested for your reporting and your records there. The other one, the first one that says, hello, Michael, thank you for choosing Local Splash, that's one that says, please click here. So if you see those two words, click here, click on those those two words. It's hyperlinked to our local Squash Terms of Experience. It'll take you to where it says services, going through all the different things we'll be providing for you. Feel free to scroll through it. I don't want to, you know, take up too much of your time. Google, though, is going to be our main focus simply because it's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, are going to choose Bing over Google. We want you to get those phone calls and opportunities, too, so we'll mirror the content on Bing. Of course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary for that first page placement. We don't have to do a custom website because you have a website already, but this package includes the website as a backup. If your website goes down for more than a week, you know, and it's not going to be available, it takes us about 5 or 7 business days to put together a backup just as a placeholder until your site's there. That's included at no cost. Of course, we're doing the Facebook ads, etc. You'll see the long line that goes all the way across it. Populate your mobile number in 3 boxes. We want you to click all of those boxes. One that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, one that you are the authorized holder and signer, the other one that you acknowledge that the payments are automatic and recurring. Of course, it is month to month and you can stop at any time. Now, once you have those 3 boxes clicked, the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it is where you would type in your name as it appears on the billing. So Michael Gann, case sensitive with the M&G capitalized. And then the longer box, the orangish colored box, says confirm signature. If you're on your smartphone, you might need to turn it sideways for that box to pop up high enough for you to click on it.
Hey,
but clicking
Nicole,
the
do I need to do any of this stuff?
You do at some point, and our technician can walk you through it, but you don't have to do it at all at right this second. But it is an important part of the process because it allows us to do the NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. As long as you answer the phone tomorrow when we call you at 11 o'clock, our technician can either walk you through that or at least let you aware of the information that we can move forward with it. We do just want to do that client interview. If I'm available in between phone calls, I will be on that phone call as well just to say a quick hello to you. Should be right at or a couple of minutes after 11 o'clock. Other than that, thanks for the time today. And, of course, I'm excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your website in front of more people, getting your phone ringing, and earning your business 1 month at a time.
Yep. Now I'm going to give you all just as fair opportunity as I have everybody else.
I appreciate that, and that's really all we're looking for, just the opportunity to get things going here for you. Give us 1 month at a time, and we'll get this to your satisfaction and earn your business for a long time here. Looking forward to that and looking forward to speaking with you tomorrow around 11 o'clock.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, Mike. All righty. Bye-bye.